Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
No room for grumbling. Paul's first visit to Philippi didn't go so well. It started off with some success. Lydia and her household accepted Jesus as their Messiah, and a demon-possessed girl was set free. But then things turned sour very quickly. Paul and Silas were falsely accused of subverting Roman law, and without any sort of trial, they were beaten and thrown into prison. Even after the local magistrates realized their mistake in mistreating Roman citizens in this way, they simply asked Paul and Silas to leave town. You can read this story in Acts chapter 16, verses 11 through 40. But there were seeds planted in this city. Not just Lydia's family, but the jailer's family as well became followers of Jesus. And what about the girl set free from demonic oppression? I have a hunch she joined with the Christians in praising God too. This group of believers then became the first financial supporters of Paul's missionary work. Paul knew that his brief imprisonment in Philippi had resulted in a thriving group of believers. And now, as he writes a letter to these saints from a Roman jail, he is once again starting to see what God is going to do through this hardship. Now, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that my circumstances have turned out for the greater progress of the gospel, so that my imprisonment in the cause of Christ has become well known throughout the Praetorian Guard and to everyone else, and that most of the brothers and sisters, trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment, have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. Paul was not embittered by his imprisonment, but he was rejoicing in all of the good things God was accomplishing because of his imprisonment. An attitude of thankfulness allows our eyes to stay open to God's blessings, even in hardships. A grumbling attitude prevents us from acknowledging what God is doing. Paul's trust in God's provision gave him an attitude of gratitude in a difficult place, and he now encourages his friends to adopt this same mindset. In the next chapter, he writes, "Finally, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things again is no trouble for me, and it is a safeguard for you." Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. Paul knew that in a heart full of gratitude, there is no room for grumbling. That's why always rejoicing in the Lord is a safeguard for Christians. Rejoicing in God's character and God's blessings keeps our mind on Him, making it very difficult for any temptation to ambush us. Let's proactively keep a heart full of gratitude so that no grumbling can seep in. But if we do find ourselves in a dark place that may prompt us to grumble, let's react quickly to turn any complaints into praying and singing hymns to God, just as Paul and Silas had done in the Philippian jail, and undoubtedly as they were also doing now in their Roman jail.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.